study primarily from a halachic perspective, but maybe also we'll have time for hashkafa, the laws of Megillas Rus. It's an old ancient minhag to read Megillas Rus on Chag HaShavuos. It's mentioned already in Mesechtas Sofrim, which you'll see here in Perek Yudalid. First in Halacha Gimel, it says Rus Shir Hashirim Eicha Megillas Esther, and it's brought down the Halacha in the Ramah. The Ramah already writes in Shulchan Aruch that we should read Megillas Esther, and we're going to see in the language of the Ramah that he raises the issue of whether or not we should be making a bracha on Megillas Esther. Now this is in Siman Tzadi, Tuf Tzadi, so up to Siman 490 in Aruch Chaim, and at the end of Sif Tes, he writes, Nogim Lomar Rus Bishvuos, he quotes as the source of Avudraham, and then he writes, Ve'am Nogu Shalol Levarach Aleim Al Mikra Megillah, that we don't recite Al Mikra Megillah when we read Rus. That's the Ramah's opinion. However, if you take a look at the Masechtas Sofrim, you certainly get the opposite impression. He writes, Tzarech Lomar Al Mikra Megillah. And the assumption here is that he means that we should recite a bracha al mikra megillah. The Taz, on that Ramah that we mentioned, emphasizes that we don't make a bracha on mikra megillah. He starts by quoting the Levush, who says that we do make a bracha al mikra megillah. And he says that we should not accept that because in the Ramah, and again, the Chuvas Ramah, we'll soon see, he brings so many proofs in his logical frame of reference that there's no bracha on Mikra Megillah. Not only that, the Taz says that the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes writes, Ve'ha'am lo nagu levarech al shum Mikra chutz Megillas Esther. And the Taz completes this presentation. We didn't go through the whole thing, but he says at the end, that kol ha-mavarech al-megillos Esther, I'm sorry, kol ha-mavarech al-megillos Elu, referring of course to Rus as well as Shir Hashirim Koheles, is hu bracha levatola, very strong language. That's a bracha levatola. The Levush, on the other hand, and the Bach, and before them, other sources say that we should be mavarech on all the Megillos, some say with the exception of Koheles. And then we're going to have Avram writes, v'chein ikar ha-minog, this is our minhag. But be that as it may, we have a very strong minhag, either with a bracha or without, to recite, to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. And we'd like to understand why. What's the reason for this? So we'll take a look in the Birkei Yosef of the Chidah on Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi Dalid. And he writes, Nogim Likros Megillas Rus Batzeres, for whom he razal bialkut Rus, Ma Inyon Rus Eitzal Atzeres. What's the relation between reading Megillas Rus and Chag Atzeres, Chag HaShavuos? So Lamdecha, Shalo Nosna Torah, Lo Nitna Torah, El Al Yidei Yisurim Vioni. To a large extent, the story of Rus, when she comes to Eretz Yisrael and she's trying to eke out a living and she picks from the soda of Boaz, it's all about Oni, about poverty, about Yisurin, about suffering. She lost her husband, all the tragedies. And that's the way the Torah is given. It's not just easy street. It's not a bowl of cherries. It's hard. It's difficult. It comes with challenges, even with Oni and Yisurim. However, the Birkei Yosef offers another possible answer to the same question. He says, HaTorah kula gemilas chasodim, v'chei megilas rus, yesh ba gemilas chasodim. One of the main themes of this Megillah Rus is gemilas chasodim, the chesed that Boaz does for Rus, the chesed that Rus extends to her mother-in-law, Naama, and the Birki Yosef goes on to quote Yushalmi and Beitzu with a third approach that connects Megillas Rus with David HaMelech, which is an obvious connection because the end of the Megillah tells us that from the marriage of Boaz and Rus, eventually David is born. And Chazal say that David HaMelech died on Chag HaTzeres. And we have a principle with regard to Tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Memali Shnoseim, and therefore it's logical to assume that David was born on the Atzeres. And since Megillas Rus is Miyaches David, because there was some question there and large controversy about the Yuchsin, the status of the Yuchsin of David, this Megillah is coming to clear that. So this is appropriate for the birthday of David HaMelech. Then the Birki Yosef goes on and says, what appeals to my mind, he says, is that Rus is all about being Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs, and therefore on the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, when we accept upon itself Tarjag Mitzvahs, it makes sense that we should read about Rus, who accepted upon herself all the mitzvahs. Again, she had Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach before she entered into Klal Yisrael. But the bulk of the mitzvahs and the Kedushas Yisrael through Gerus, that's what Rus is all about. And that's what Kabbalah HaTorah is all about. By the way, this reasoning about Yisurin and Oni we'll find elsewhere. The reasoning about the time period, a lot of people think that we read Megillas Rus because of the time period we're in, and that you can find in the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, here in Simon Tov Tzadi, and he writes, in the name of Avraham Nagu Olam Likros B'chag HaMatzah Shir Shirim Mipnei Shemedaber B'gulos Mitzrayim B'chag HaShvuos Rus Mipnei Shekosuv Ba B'tchilas K'tzir Siorin. The pasuk at the beginning of the Megillah reads B'tchilas K'tzir Siorin. We're early in the harvesting period, and that's appropriate for Chag HaShvuos, because we are really now at this point in time agriculture at the T'chilas K'tzir Siorin. And then the Darkei Moshe goes ahead and he quotes the Masechta Sofrim that Mevarech al Mikra Megillah. And he tells you that the Maril also agrees to that, and Agos Mamonis and the Manig agree to that, but it's against the Mordechai. And in the Tshuva Saramah, he has a long arichus on this question. Maybe we'll just mention a few points. He says that Ha'am Nagu Shalola Varech al Mikra Megillah, and he says that the words of the Maril that are quoted by the Avraham to the effect that we should make a bracha on Mikra Megillah, he says that I myself have quoted this chiddush of the Maril, but I did not say that that's the minhag. Enochinami, the Maril was of the opinion that we make a bracha on Mikra Megillah when we read Rus, but that's not the way our minhag goes. And he quotes the minhagim of Morenu Rabbi Isaac Tidna, and he says that we do not make a bracha neither on Shir Hashirim nor on Rus nor on Koheles. And Yesh L'chalik Bein Elu L'Kriyas Eicha, it could be that Eicha has a different din. And he says, Kisham Hachazon Kodel Ashmiya B'tzibur Vavi Kimo Kriyas Megillah Chaim Mevarchalov Kimo Megillah. So he finds a similarity here between Kriyas Eicha and Kriyas Esther. And based on that similarity, you could justify the bracha on Eicha. Aval Krios Shel Hamegilos HaElu, meaning the balance, which is Kohelet, Shir HaShirim, and Rus, since it's only a minhag to read these, then you don't make a bracha. And he's activating a famous principle here of Ein Mevarcha Al HaMinhag, which, by the way, is perhaps the main thrust of the answer to why we don't make a bracha on Chibut Arava on Oshana Rav, because it's only a minug. And perhaps if you talk about Halel on Rosh Chodesh as a minug, Minug Avosein V'Yodenu, many, many Rishonim would hold there's no bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh. But now, at this juncture, the Ramban is Tshuva says Tam Sheni Nirali Shalo Levarech, that we omit a bracha al Mikra Megillah. And he says, first of all, the im ksuvim bein aksuvim. He says it's one thing if you have a full sefer, but he says that ein megillas elu, the megillas that we have, einom ksuvis kimo b'yameihem. Again, we'd have to know more details here, but he says our megillas don't look like their megillas; they're not up to par, and therefore nirish ha'ein mevarch alayu klal. And then he activates the principle of bracha levatola. We have to avoid bracha levatola completely. He goes on and speaks about the fact that how can we make a bracha v'tzivanu, hechad tzivanu chachamim al kach? And he points out that you won't find this minhag of reading the Megillah of Rus anywhere in the Talmud, and you won't find it in any of the early poskim. It's only in the Achronim, he says, and in Midrashos. So we don't make a bracha on something which is not written in the Talmud. And kama nischavtu arishonim zal im yesh levarach al kriyas halal rosh chodesh. Why? Because, again, kriyas halal rosh chodesh is not something that's founded or formulated explicitly in the Talmud. So we therefore fall back to the principle that we don't make a bracha on a minhag. And now he talks about what I mentioned earlier, chibud arava, that we don't make a bracha even though it's a minhag nevi'im, it's a really ancient nevi'im minhag of chibud arava. Then he mentions the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and other Chachmei Ashkenaz that we do in fact make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh even though it's only Mishum Minog. And there he says that's called a Minog Kavua B'chol Yisrael, and it's mentioned in the Talmud. It takes upon itself a special status. It's almost like a mitzvah derabbanan, but that's not your Minog in the sense of, you know, we have a custom of reading the Megillah on Rus. And therefore he comes along and he says that maybe the Maseches Sofrim didn't really mean to make a bracha, that's not how you read it. And he goes on and on to postulate that we don't make a bracha. Now, I would like to point out something here that I find in the Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch. The Chok Yaakov, for example, on the side, he writes, again in Tzimon Tov Tzadi, that Lo Levarech, that what the Ramah says, Lo Levarech, is absolutely correct. He says, Das Ktas Achronim Pasku Sheesh Levarech V'ataz Masi Kedas Harav, like the Ramah, She'en Levarech V'chein Iker Shlo Lahachnes Atzmenu L'Sofek Bracha. So both the Taz and the Chok Yaakov, as the Ramah before them, codify the halach that we recite Rus, that's the minhag, but we recite it without a bracha. And then on the bottom he says that we have a minhag of reading Rus on Shavuos, because it's Chilas HaKotzir V'od Shavoseinu Kiblu HaTorah V'Nisgairu V'chein Rus Nisgaira. And as far as being Mavarach, he quotes the Masechta Sofrim that Mavarach al Mikra Megillah, V'kein Kosef HaMaril, V'kein Kosef HaBach, V'alavush, V'aminhagim, U'mata Moshe, Levarach. So it does seem to be quite a heavy barrage of poskim from the Gedolei Achronim who maintain that we should be Mavarach on Megillas Rus. And he claims that that was the minig at the time of the Rishonim, with the exception of Koheles on Sukkos for whatever reason, and that's a different discussion. Now, amongst the reasons for Mikra Megillah, we mentioned a whole bunch of them. We can add one or two others. And that is that not only do we find Geirus in this Megillah, insofar as Rus was a Gioris, and that parallels the national communal Geirus of Klal Yisrael at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. But in addition to that, we have in Megillas Rus one of the only halachas that we derive from Rus. Rus is not really a halachic compendium, but one halach that we do derive from Rus is the Kinyan Sudar. And Alagula Valatmur, that's how Boaz acquires possession over the rights, the Yibum rights, with all that's involved to inherit the possession of the deceased in the case of marrying Rus. And he does a Kinyan Chalipin, a Kinyan Sudar. Now, what's the connection between Kinyan Sudar and Shavuos? That I heard once from my Rebbe, I think in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that all of Geirus is about commitment, when a person takes upon himself a commitment to Targ Mitzvahs. And that's the godless, the uniqueness of a Kinyan Sudar. A Kinyan Sudar is the only Kinyan at all in the entire spectrum, the constellation of Kinyana, which operates for Eschaivus. If I want to say, well, I'll pay you so-and-so, then that's just Amira B'Alma, Avtocha B'Alma. When does it become a full-fledged Kinyan that's binding? Is after we make a Kinyan Sudar. And there's no greater Eschaivus than Geirus. Now, there's another approach here, that the only way that Boaz could marry Rus, and for that matter, the only way that we can consider David HaMelech as a miyuchas, is based on a drasha of Moavi v'lo Moaviah. And that's all Chazal. In other words, in Pros Pshat, in the Torah, we don't know anything about the exclusion of Moaviah from the Iser of Lo Yavo Moavi B'Kal Hashem. The word Moavi could refer to both men and women, but here there was a great chiddush that was established for once and for all at the time of Boaz, namely that the women folk of Moab are allowed to enter. The Iser of and the exclusion of Moab from entering into Klal Yisrael is only as far as the men are concerned. And this drasha is not so simple. There are plenty of places where the Torah uses the masculine, and it means both masculine and feminine. But there's a whole Kabbalah over here. And the Brisker Rav used to say that it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Just that it took Boaz at that time to be Mefarsim it, and to publicly declare that this is a Kenyan, and that this is a heter for marrying a Moaviah. All these things became clear from Chazal, starting with Boaz, and Aloch L'Moshe Misinei Hilchos HaGemirah, and on Chag HaShavuos, which is the time of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos. We should emphasize not just the Torah Shebichsav, but also the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is even more important than the Torah Shebichsav, insofar as we have no clue. I mean, we would interpret Torah Shebichsav to assume that Moavi includes even Moaviah. We need Torah Shebaal Peh to interpret the Torah Shebichsav. We see the Torah Shebichsav through the prism of Torah Shebaal Peh, through those lenses. We have to appreciate the Chachamim and the power that was given, the authority that was vested in the Chachamim to interpret the law, to make zeros and takanos and minhagos and siyagim. All these authorities reflect the statement or the status of Torah Shebal Peh of the Chachmei Yisrael. And since the whole parsha of Rus and the marriage between Boaz and Rus is based on the Kabbalah and the transmission of Torah Shebal Peh of Chachamim, it's appropriate that we read that section, meaning Rus and this radical idea that Moaviv v'lo Moaviyah, investing, as it were, tremendous scope of authority to the Chachamim, that's an appropriate reading for Zman Matan Torah Seinu to add to the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaal Peh. Mention also that the Ramonis Tshuva emphasizes that in order to justify a bracha on the Megillah, you would have to have a klaf. And he's assuming that our chumashim would not qualify for ksuvim kitikunam. It's not called a Megillah. We would make a bracha on that, al mikra Megillah. And therefore, at the end of the day, the Ramah comes with a strong recommendation to leave out the bracha on Megillah, on Megillas Rus. The Magen Avraham, as we said, is in favor of a bracha. Now, if for one moment we fast forward to the Mishnah Brura, and we'll come back to some of the poskim before the Mishnah Brura, he writes, when it says Noagim, he says Rus Bishvuos, and he says that in Chutz Laaretz the minhag is to read it Biyom Hasheni, the second day of Yontiv, Yontiv Sheni Shel Golias. He mentions the Yalkut as to Mayinyan Rus Eitzel Atzeres, and Matan Torah, he says, Lam Dechoshel in Torah El Yidei Yisur V'Oni. Interesting, of all the different reasons that we mentioned, he chooses that one about Yisurim and Oni. Then he writes that the Am Nagu Shelo Levarach, and that's the opinion of the Taz as well, but Magen Avraham Hiskim Imosu Post Shetzrichim Levarach Al Kulam on all these Megillas except for Koheles Vagra Bibi Uro Kosov the Afal Koheles Yesh Levarach. But then he goes and he makes the stipulation Hanoig Levarach Al Kopan Shiksuvim Al Klaf Bevade Ein Limchos Biyodo. And we'll soon see that that's the minog here amongst Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, that we take a klaf, we read the Megillah with a bracha. In fact, we're going to add the Shechiyonu. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that as a separate discussion. But before we finish up the poskim here, I just want to mention that we saw before in the name of the Levush that there is a bracha. And let's see the Levush inside, in Siman Tov Tzadi. He quotes the Ramah, Sheha'am Nagu Shalol Levarach Al Eilu Megillos, V'eini Odeh Lama Lo Yevarach. When he goes on to say that maybe there was no such minhag to leave out the bracha, Hashem Michisar and Yediyah, maybe people didn't know about the bracha, and they didn't recite Megillas Rus, or when they did, they left out the bracha. But that's not a minig, he says, of Shalol Levarach. And therefore, his conclusion here is Korin Megillas Rus Umevarchim Aleha. He says that in Chutz Laaretz they have the minig of being Mevarich on Rus on the second day, and he writes the reason that we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos is because Boaz was b'yemei Ketzir Chitim, and on Chag HaShavuos we bring the Shteil Lechem from Chitim, so we have a connection between Boaz and Chag HaShavuos in the Chita, in the Ketzir of Chitim. And even in Parshas Emor, the Parsha of the Moedim, the Chag of Shteil Lechem of Shavuos is introduced by saying Bekutzuchem es Ketzir Arzuchem, and by Boaz it also indicates clearly in the pasuk that we're talking about Bimei Ketzir Hachitim. The Eliyahu Rabbah quotes the Tshuvas HaRamah Then he quotes the Magen Avraham, the Ikar is Levarech, and Lachain Nirali, his final conclusion is Levarech below Shemu Malchus. He comes up with a Pshara that we do recite a bracha, but we leave out the Shem Hashem so we don't violate the Isur of Lotisa Shem Hashem Leshav. In the El Zuta, he writes that the reason for Megillas Rus is because the central theme of Megillas Rus is Chesed, and Matan Torah Seinu Chesed b'tchilosu b'mtzisu sofa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants Chesed and bestows Chesed from the beginning of the Torah to the end of the Torah. And then he quotes the reason about Yisurim that we saw in the Ramah, the Yisurim, and the Oni. So the Birk Yosef again says that Biyom Hazen Nola Dovin HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember and commemorate the birth of David HaMelech. Megillas Rus is all about the Yichus of David HaMelech. And Lemaisa, we have in Kehilos Yisrael four different Chilukei Minhagim, and this is all summarized very nicely in a sefer called Birchas HaMitzvos. Let me just quickly read that. And he says, "Nei edot haMizrach ein nogim klal likro megillos shir shirim rus v'koil space haKnesses haTfila." He says, "Rov haChasidim nogim shelufnei kriyas haTorah korei kol yochid liatzmo haMegillos." Then he says, "The third minig is bnei Ashkenaz korim b'tzibur. It's a megillah v'klaf. The shots, the shliach tzibur creeds it out loud on behalf of everyone." As far as Broch is concerned, many of the kilos of Ashkenaz, even if there is a klaf, will omit the bracha. But then finally, in his fourth category, the Prushim, which is a reference here to those who follow the Minhag Agra, Nagu Likros Bekahol, as the Ashkenazim do, so one person reads it for everyone, V'gam Levarech HaKriyasa, and to make a bracha, even two brachas, on the Megillah, when you have a Megillah on klaf, kshekor megillah ksheira, ksuva al klach, v'noktim kidas hagra, shesover kem b'chol chamesh megillos, v'dad hagra atzmo sover b'simen tav tzadi, levarach al mikra megillah, af kshe'enam ksuvim al agilion. But as we said before, the Sfaradim do not have this minhag. So he says, "Hamirg shall kriyas dal megillus huva gama yidei gedolei Sfarad." It's quoted in the gedolei Sfarad. Omnam b'minhagim shall kilo Sfarad b'zmanenu. He says that many are not knowing. He says there is a day yesh omrim shekorim b'chumish b'li bracha, and that's quoted already as early as the Radbaz back in Egypt 5 centuries ago. V'yesh omrim shekorin amegilus chaburus chaburus beis hakneso bebatim im tergumo v'alpi amedrish v'hu minog teimon. Interesting, the Yemenite minog. He says that in those kihilos of Ashkenaz or the Prushim in Eretz Yisrael where the minog is to recite a bracha on Mikra Megillas omdim, and he says, "Chayev Hatzibur, Lamod Bi'Eis Habracha." Then he has a long discussion here about women and Kriyas Arus, whether they're Chayev or not. We'll talk about that in Mirtz Shem in a minute. He says that even if you assume that women are obligated to hear the Megillah, then we would not make a special bracha just for the women folk. He quotes the Magen Avraham with regard to Kriyas HaTorah the whole year round, and the Magen Avraham, if I'm not mistaken, he doesn't spell it out here, but obligates Noshim in Kriyas HaTorah. We'll try to check that out in a minute. and he says that according to the Maruk Tzi of Rav Yaakov Emdin, Noshim Einom Chayovas B'Kriyas HaTorah, that's a general sweeping statement, and that would have impact in specific, in our context, on Megillas Rus. Now, if a person doesn't have a minhag to be Mevarech, and he's now called upon to be the Shliach Tzibur to read the Megillah in a place where they do have the minhag to be Mevarech, so he goes back and forth on this issue whether he's allowed to make the bracha on behalf of the Tzibur, but he quotes at the end of the day the Tshuva of Avad Yosef and Yabi Ar Mechelik Aleph, that Misha Min Hago Lo Likros Bechlal Chomer Tvei Davi Karav LeBracha LeVatola. So if you have the minhag to recite the Megillah, that's one thing. And even if your minhag is without a bracha, perhaps you can make the bracha on behalf of the Tzibur, but if you don't have such a minhag at all, then the bracha becomes a bracha levatola. Now, as far as Shechiyonu, we said that the Gon is Mavarach Shechiyonu on all these Megillos if he reads them from a klaf. However, there are other tshuvas here that he quotes that have doubts about Shechiyonu. He says, Baal Pe'eretz Chaim L'Rab Chaim Kreuzer, who is a Motz in Kovna, Pikpek, he had doubts, Im Omnom Yotza P'sakanal Mipek Kodush Al Agra. And he writes, we make the Baruch in the Megillus, but Shechiyonu Ein Mevarchim Li'olam. I, in the case of Megillus Esther, we make a Shechiyonu, he says there, it's a full-fledged mitzvah, Derabonon, and it's a new mitzvah that comes with Zman, you make a Shechiyonu. However, here we're talking about a minhag, and that doesn't justify Shechiyonu. So that's what I see in the Sefer called Birchas HaMitzvos Ketikunam. And let me just think if we omitted anything again, just to review. The Ramah says, Ha'am Nogu Shalo Levarech. The Levush questions such a thing, where there is such a minhag like that. And he has no idea, and he odeh lama lo yavarchu olav, and therefore he advocates strongly in favor of a bracha, al mikra megillah, and it's not even a suffix, no doubt about it. Now, if you want to justify the minug of not to be mevarach on kriyas megillah, as we saw in the Ramah, in Shuvas, you're talking about a minug that doesn't find its source in the Talmud, and moreover, it's a minhag, and we don't find a bracha on a minhag in general, and that was the whole to-do about Hallel. So really, we're going to have to come back and explain the Levush, and those who are metzadeid with that shita that we do make a bracha on Megillas Rus, how does that square with the fact that we don't make a bracha on a minhag? And the Magen Avraham says that we do make a bracha on Megillas Rus. He quotes Levush, the Bach, the Minhagim, the Mata Moshe. And that's the Ikar Minog HaKadmonim, he says. And then the Gon apparently said, we're not sure, that HaKori Mavarach Shtei Brachas Al Mikra Megillah V'Shechiyonu. And then we had the Eliyahu Rabba, who came up with the compromise to make the bracha B'Lishem U'Malchus. And he ends by saying, Kahai gav the matzina v'kamin yonin, that will make a bracha without shem un malchus. And of course, the Eliyahu Rabba is very much influenced by the Taz, who says you don't make a bracha on mikra megillah. As we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, his final word is that if it's written among on klaf, then that's an acceptable minog. He doesn't necessarily advocate in favor of the minhag, but he allows it to go on. However, the Bnei Eidos HaMizrach don't seem to have this at all. And the final conclusion of Rav Avad Yosef was that if a person doesn't have this minhag, he's a Bnei Eidos HaMizrach, and he was asked to read the Megillah in a Beis Knesset Shel Ashkenazim and recite the bracha, he should not make the bracha. It's a bracha levatola. Now, to explain this concept, or this controversy, I should say, about whether we make a bracha mikra megillah in the case of Rus, or we don't, so let's make mention here of the Brisker Rav in the Chidushei Moron Griz Halevi Hilchas Brachos, and there, when he discusses the issue of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, he writes that there's a concept of a minhag that's not a minhag kavua. We saw that in the Tshuvas Rambam, and we don't make a bracha on a minhag if it's not kavua, it's not part of an absolute chiyuv. But how do we justify those who say that we do make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah? And what do we do with the fact that we don't make a bracha on a minhag? So he says, the Brisker Rav, Shamati mipi Adoni Ovi Mori, he quotes Reb Chaim, who says that in Birchas HaTorah, which is interesting, because the Mechaber says that even women should make Birchas HaTorah on a daily basis, even though they're not chayiv, and usually the Mechaber would say that women who are not chayiv did not make a bracha. He says that who din b'fnayatz with the Torah boy bracha, the Torah needs a bracha. That has to be understood, but not for now. In any event, he says that Torah atzma tuna bracha, and therefore noshim, even though they're pturas from Talmud Torah, they make the bracha because they have a cheft shel Torah, and the cheft shel Torah requires a bracha. And he says lefi ze yesh makom lomer demay desninon b'mesech desofim d'akor b'kisvei hakodesh b'varach asher kitshon mitzolso v'tzivanu. And he goes on to say that in the case of Megillos, you make a bracha of Al Mikra Megillah. This is not your classical Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather this is a takana that the Kriya itself needs a bracha, like we saw Reb Chaim in Talmud Torah. And he specifically mentions Kriyas HaTzibur, that when you read something B'tzibur and it's part of the Torah, that needs a bracha. And he writes, V'nira Tzu hishitas a Rambam, v'zesh achiluk beinam lekriyas hahal v'rosh chodesh lekriyas hahalel shehi birchas hamitzvos ein mevorcha al minog mashenke bekriyas kisvei hakodesh ukriyas hamegilos the etzma limud biatzvo who dover shetan bracha gam below din mitzvah sheyeshba. And he says the Rabbeinu Tam Rav Yosef v'im degam hosam gabi kriyas megillos u kriyas haTorah birchasam hi birchas hamitzvah. So then you want to know if you make a birchas hamitzvah on a minhag, but if you're saying that the kriya itself, by its very nature, its very essence, inherently needs a bracha, and how much more so in kriyas hatzibur, that's going to justify the bracha on the cheftz shel Torah. Now Rav Sternbach in his Sefer Moedim Uzmanim quotes this machlokas haposkim, whether you make the bracha on Kriyas Megillah or not. And then he invokes the Yerushalmi in the 7th parak of Bracha, Shebirchas HaTorah Barabim Da'oraisa. And he says that when we recite a Birchas HaTorah Barabim, that's a special entity and it requires a bracha. He goes on to say that Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur Shehi Chova Miyuchedes Levarech B'Tzibur Dafka Lachen HaMachayvim Bracha Al Kriyas HaMegillah Zerak Mishum SheKriyas HaTzibur Te'una Bracha. Very similar to the Brisker Rav. And he says HaSovim Shalol Levarech Noktu SheChiyuv Birchas HaTorah B'Tzibur B'nei Kovet HaTzibur V'lo Tiknu El B'Mokm Shesh Chiyuv Kriya But B'Arba Megillahs Ein Chiyuv Kriya Lachen Ein O Mevarech. Now, regarding Kriyas HaTorah, there's a fundamental chakira, we've spoken about it on many occasions, whether it's a chiv that evolves on the tzibur as a tzibur, or even on the yochid. So I would now wonder, what's the din of Kriyas Megillas Rus? Is there an obligation on me as a yochid to make sure that I hear it? And it's a chovas yochid, no less than Mikra Megillah on Purim? Or do we say, no, it's a chovas tzibur, and the chov evolves upon the tzibur, there's no chiv on the yochid at all, and that would reflect the shita that in Kriyas HaTorah it's a chiyuv al hatzibur. And the question arises in a different context regarding Kriyas HaMegillah on Shabbos, where if, let's say, for example, Purim overlaps with Shabbos, then we don't read the Megillah, and that's because the Gzeirah Derabbi might be metal to the Megillah Arba Amis. It could be that that only applies to Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim, which is a Chovas Yochid, and the Yochid might forget himself and carry the Megillah in Rishus HaRavin for whatever reason. And we see something similar by Shofar and Lulav. But if you're talking about the case of Kriyas HaMegillos, not Esther, but the other Megillos, these were never established as a Chov on the Yochid, according to this Mahalach. And that seems to reflect the Sheet of the Gaon. But it was only a Chiv that evolves upon the Rabim, and in that sense, like Kriya Sefer Torah, which of course we accomplish even on Shabbos. So therefore, if there's no minyan, according to this Mahalach, of Asara, then there's no Chiv at all on the Yochid to recite Rus. And when we talk about a chiv on the Rabbim, we don't have a Gzeirah Derabbah Shevi Avirenu Arba Amis, because the Gemara says in Erevin, Rabbim Midkiri Adodi, when you're talking about a chiv Rabbim, they'll remind themselves one to the other. Now again, if the Gaon maintains that the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah in general is Mutal Al Atzibur, and the chiv of Kriyas HaMegillos likewise is a chiv on the Tzibur, with the exception of Kriyas Esther on Purim, where the Chiyuv was evolves upon and was imposed upon the Yochid, then in the case of Megillahs like Shir Hashirim, Kol Hos and Rus, the Chiyuv is on the Tzibur, and that's why there's a difference with regard to Shabbos, that whereas Megillahs Esther we don't read on Shabbos, the Gzeirah Rabbah, that doesn't apply to the Megillahs. And that's what we could suggest over here. He refers to Rav Reisman's Sefer, which is called Ratz Kitzvi, apparently has a lot on this. I have one of those volumes, but not the appropriate volume for Chag HaShavuos. But anyway, it comes out according to the Gra in this interpretation, the Chiv of Kriyas Megillas Rus is a Chiv on the Tzibur, not on the Yochid. And therefore, if a person did not hear Kriyas Megillas Rus, is he chayev to go somehow to somebody who would read it for him? And the Sefer that we quoted before, Hilchas Chag V'Chag, quotes Rav Elyashiv that he paskin based on the Gaon that the Yochid is not Chayev in Mikra Megillah in Rus, and therefore it's clear that if the Yochid didn't hear Kriyas HaMegillah, he's not Chayev to go to hear the Megillah. However, it seems that this question was raised to Rav Chaim Kanevsky, and he writes, Yesh Inyan Likros Megillas Rus Afilu Levat, that there is a Kiyum Yochid with regard to Megillas Rus. Now, we mentioned earlier about standing at the time of the Bracha on Mikra Megillah, and Rav Sternbach mentions that according to the Gaon, the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah is imposed on the Tzibur as a Tzibur, and has the same din, therefore, as Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, in which case the Shomea does not have to stand at the time of the Bracha, meaning if it's only a din that the Heftza shall Kriya, the Heftza shall Megillah, and the Torah element needs a Bracha, it's not your classical Birchas HaMitzvah where we might require Amida, and therefore Yeshiva would be okay. But again, as we said before, the Poskim seem to assume that we stand for the Bracha. Now, the Rivos Ephraim of Rabbi Greenblatt, Zichron Levracha, passed away recently from Memphis. He talks about whether you can read the Megillah before Netzach Chama. It's really before Yom. And we know that the Mikra, that the minhag of Mikra Megillah is by Yom and not by Laila. And he quotes Rabbi Yashiv to the effect that you could be Makdim Kriyas HaMegillah Miyad Achar Alos HaShachar, which normally we don't do mitzvahs Miyad Alos HaShachar. But he says that since the Gaon says that this is a chiyuv on the Tzibur, then it's okay for the Tzibur to recite Mikra Megillah at Alos HaShachar. However, in that sefer called Madani Agrach, He quotes again Rav Chaim Kanevsky. He was asked this question, can you read the Megillah before Shacharis? And he's very short-winded. The answer was low. No, there's no Mikra Megillah before Shacharis. No, it's the Kriyas HaMegillah was attached to the end of Shacharis. It would have been nice had we gotten a little bit more insight, but all we have is the Grach's final word. Now, what's interesting is that we read the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah, and one would have expected, anticipated that, on the contrary, we should read the Torah first, insofar as it's Tadir, and it's also Doraisa. Why are we makdim to read Megillas Rus before Kriyas HaTorah? And the answer that's given, and you'll see it here in many of the Makoros, is that in a sense we're demonstrating that Mikra Megillah is not a chiyuv. Reading Rus is not a chiyuv. In the case of Megillas Esther, of course, that's a chiyuv. And then we're going to wait to read Esther in the morning of Purim until after Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is Tadir. But in the case of the other Megillas, they're called a Rishus compared to a Chiyuv. And therefore, Rishus, you know, we want to, you know, if we have a Rishus to do a mitzvah, then it doesn't fall into the category, the group of mitzvahs that we have to decide which comes first, Tadir Shtotir. And therefore, if it's Chaviv, we're allowed to read it before Kriyas HaTorah. And that seems to be the Minig B'Yisra. Now, I have here the Hare Kedem of Rav Michal Shurkin, and he has a whole discussion here, I don't know if we have time for it now, on page, let's see where it is, Reish Mem Tes, and this is again Mardim Chelik Beis, Reish Mem Tes, about this entire Seder and the sequence of Kriyas HaMegillah on Moadim, and he links this up to a sugya in Shabbos in Perakol Kisvei on Kuftes Vav about the Iser of reading Ksuvim, Kisvei HaKodesh, because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. And the Rambam codifies this in Perakol Gimel Mehilchas Shabbos Halacha Yutes, that this minog, or I should say this Isur of Kriyas Kisvei HaKodesh applies even Bizman HaZeh. And he says the following, that Nired de Bizman Beis HaMedrash Sha'asru Bo Kriyas Ksuvim, that the halacha is that at the time of Beis HaMedrash we're not allowed to read Ksuvim because that's called Bittul Beis HaMedrash. That Iser applies only after the Tchilas Beis HaMedrash. What's the Tchilas Beis HaMedrash? That's after Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah kicks off what we call the Zman Beis HaMedrash, the public and communal study of Torah. So therefore, since we have to read the Torah, and now we're talking about Torah Shebichsav, Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, from that time and on, we don't read Kisvei HaKodesh, we don't read from Ksuvim, because it's Igiya Zman Lasuk B'Torah, the Lidrosh B'Beis HaMedrash. And if this be the case, there's no Iser of Kriya B'Ksuvim before Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore we should be reading the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah. And I'll read to you his language. He says, B'Kriyas HaMegillah B'Purim She'eno b'Shabbos is Shapir Koris HaMegillah li'achar Kriyas HaTorah midin Tadir v'she'eno Tadir. Sharei ein b'Purim es ha'isa shel Kriyas Ksuv. So therefore, in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah b'Purim, then it's okay, and that's the minhag that we have, to read the Megillah after Kriyas HaTorah, because we're talking about a weekday, and there was never a gzera of Kriya B'Ksuvim on a weekday. However, all the other Kriyas of the Megillos, the various Megillos respectively, is on Yontif, and there we have to institute the Iser of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, we have to somehow circumvent that, and we can't therefore read the Megillah after Kriyas HaTorah. We have to be Maktiv the Kriya of the Megillah before Kriyas HaTorah, in contrast to Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim. Again, there's a long discussion here. I just, you know, touched on the, shall we say, the tip of the iceberg. Now, as far as Shechiyonu on Kriyas HaMegillah and Rus, it seems from the Levush that Korin Shir Hashirim, etc., etc., Umevarchem al Mikra Megillah v'Shechiyonu. So there's a chiyuv to recite Shechiyonu on Kriyas HaMegillah, and that's quoted also in the Maaser Rav in the name of the Gaon, HaKori HaMegillah Mevarch Shtei Brachos al Mikra Megillah v'Shechiyonu. And the Chuvus van Hoggis wonders about Shechiyonu, and he says, "L'maisa beretz Yisrael aminig hayom levarach Shechiyonu v'limboyim likro v'chutz laretz mokum shalom nagu levarach Shechiyonu." He says, "In chutz laretz, we should not be reciting Shechiyonu." Rav Sternbach's conclusion about Shechiyonu, he says, "L'maisa beretz Yisrael aminig hayom levarach." He says, "V'limboyim likro v'chutz laretz mokum shalom nagu levarach." Is misupkani tuva im kedai? He says, let's say some group of Eretz Yisrael people would come to Chutz Laretz, where there is no minig to be mevarech, and certainly not Shechiyonu. He says, near the Chutz Laretz al kol parim yesh lishtadl shiyelo pri chadash l'Shechiyonu. If he wants to continue that minig of Shechiyonu in Chutz Laretz, he should make sure that he has a new fruit. We mentioned before the Ratz Kitzvi, who has a discussion about Noshim in Kriyas Megillas Rus, and once again, since the Chiyuv is on the Tzibur, he assumes that the women are not included in that Chiyuv in Tzibur. Again, we mentioned that the Magen Avram is of the opinion that Noshim Chayovas Bekriyas Satorah, which is clearly a Chiyuv Tzibur, and therefore it makes sense that they would be obligated to read and hear Megillas Rus as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that Noshim ein nagos li zayr b'shmias kriyas haTorah, but who adin b'kriyas Megillas Rus. The last thing we wanted to mention here is a sefer called Nachlas Yosef from Rav Yosef Lupovitz, one of the Talmidim of the Altar of Slabodka. And he has an entire piece here in Ashkofa about the Kriyas Megillas Rus on Chag HaShavuos and the Milah of Oni and Yisurim and Chesed, all these dimensions. His basic framework and his approach, if I read this correctly, is that Yisurim can be compared to Geshem, that comes down from the heavens in order to be matzmiach the earth and to bring out its potential. And he says that what Rus is all about is lahorid es gishmei habracha asher tzmichu es atzemach haplai sheshmo David, to bring down these gishmei bracha that will ultimately allow the ground, the earth, to produce one vegetation, so to speak, that's absolutely amazing, and that's David. And he quotes the Gemara that says, "Lama nikra shma rus sheyotza mimenu David." And the bracha that comes through Yisurim and Oni, for example, the case of Rus, she suffered for 10 years in the circle of the mishpacha of Naomi. And lo higia b'yamei oshra lomar amecha mivel kaicha lokoi rakli achas nitzufa nishmosa bekur hasevel vayogon and bo kol halios bechaya. All the halios in her life for Rus were only after her, the cathartic experience of suffering and yogon and anguish. Now, he writes that Karv l'sheva me'o shona kvar nirasa neshama zuba ofek. and he quotes the pasuk v'es shtei b'nosayich hanimtzos. And Chazal say in the Yalkut, shtei b'nosayich shtei mitzios rus ha-moaviyah v'no'oma ha-amonis. Going back to the parasha b'noslod in Breishis Yutes, and there's already a remez here for Rus and Naama. Many, many centuries before Rus and Naama actually appear on the stage of life, and he writes, "Im lo hayolanu litzapot shedveikusa shel Rus bi am Yisrael tavo mitoch osha v'ravcha." Wouldn't we have anticipated that the ultimate level of Dveikus, that Rus decides to cling to Am Yisrael and enter into the people, wouldn't it come from Osher, from success, from Ravcha, from Revacha, Revach, from being comfortable? And yet, the Shtalsa Gdol Abad Dafka Yidei Yisur V'Oni, look at our life, a tragic life, and it comes to not only anguish but poverty. And that's how Rus is so desperate when she comes to the fields. And this derech, which is called Etzev and Yisurim, is the derech that Naomi and Rus come to Eretz Yisrael. And they were zocha through the Etzev Yisurim that they would be the mothers of Malchus Beis David, because any tzmicha, any gidul, needs matar, and the koach of matar here is the koach of Yisurin. His Kochoshal Matari writes, Yafeh rak kishayesh zri'a b'cheik ha'adama. And he writes, Yafa kocham shal Yisurim l'misha libo tamun b'libo tamun hagar'in atov. The person has the right potential in his heart. He has that garina tov, the good midos. Then the yisurim become like rain to bring out from the chek adama the best and most beautiful fruits. And even though the yisurim did not have the proper ashpa on Machlon and Kilion, they went the wrong way, but with regard to Naomi and mostly Rus, primarily Rus, that she became the aim of Malchus here, Mashiach, the yisurim had a tremendous impact on her, to cathartic and uplifting impact. So that the Megillah of Rus is really a nechama for the sevel of, if we could say, all of Am Yisrael. And one of the three matanos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael is Torah, and it was given, all three were given, Torah was given al Yidei Yisurim. The Yisurim Rabim Shal Am Yisrael that are connected with the fact that we accepted the Torah. Because at that very great moment of Kabbalah HaTorah, Sinas HaOlam Li'am HaOlam, what emerged was the hatred of the world for the people of the world, of the eternal world. And this is a Chazal in Eicha. So Chag HaAtzeret, which is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Chachomim understood that let's teach Klal Yisrael, let's educate the people of Israel for the erech, the tremendous value of Yisurin, the bracha that they have in potential within them, that Yisurin could be such a great bracha. And Chazal say, Mayin Yun Rus, Eitzel Atzeres, Shenikres, Be'atzeres. What's the connection between Rus and Chag Atzeres? That we read it on Atzeres at the time of Matan Torah. L'lamdecha shlo nitna Torah ela al yidei Yisurin va'oni. In effect, then, Megillas Rus is a kos tanchumin to encourage us, to console us as members of a people that's hated. The Megillah teaches us that from the sevel and from the anius is somchim hesegim gedol biyoser. That's going to produce tremendous results. And therefore, every Jew should think deeply about the story of Megillas Rus, and about the Derech Chaim of Rus, and to study and learn from Rus, because HaChelek, HaPortion, HaContribution is the Achrayas HaTova, is the responsibility to accept the will of God and to bring about the Achris HaYomim, the end of days, through David HaMelech the Mashiach. Hatzvunali Am Yisrael Yosid Lavo Ken Yiratzon. Amen.